Here I am, in the place to be, Mr. K&B, you can't fuck with me. Extra sexy, extraordinary, palms are hairy, your mama pop.
What up, y'all? It's K&B, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the Sexy Ninja Cast, a podcast all about me, K&B, the Sexy Ninja. I gotta say what up to everybody. It's been a minute since doing the Sexy Ninja Cast. I've been so busy with the pro wrestling stuff. So if you're into pro wrestling, go check out the New World Podcast. Great stuff. A lot of shit going on, and you can catch up all there on the New World Podcast. But I've been good, man. I've been creating. I've been like motivating myself to make more things, and I just want to jump on here to tell everybody what's up. So life's been going on. Life's been going good. I've been grinding and working. I got this great new mic from my uncle DJ Reflection. It comes with this sound guard and everything like that, and a pop filter, and it's like and I've been testing it out, and I'm loving it. I really am, because it's a big setup. But it's nice. I think it gives a little bit more texture to the podcast itself, you know, and it gives a little bit more visual and stuff like that. And I'm in the studio right now. If you haven't been noticing, I've been putting out clips for the Social Vent podcast and with me and a Big Daddy. You go to check out his podcast too, Big Daddy Forever. Yeah, I've just been like sharing these things because I've been going through a lot of things, going down memory lane, because I've said this before on the podcast. I have documented 7 years of my life. How crazy is that? 7 years of my life is documented, and it's one of those things where I'm going back. I'm like, oh shit, I remember that. Oh, that's where I got fired. Oh man, there's this, there's that. And oh, I remember when I saw that movie. Oh, my opinion's very different now about that sort of thing, you know, and it's just cool going back. And I just wanted to share those clips of me and Big Daddy, especially the funny ones, man. Like when we got on point of being funny, we were fucking funny, man. So that's what I've been up to. That's what I've been doing. A lot of wrestling. I mean, so much wrestling. My brain was like, I need something else. I need something else for the moment. Even as much as I love it, I started this show called Tracker. The only reason it's Justin Hartley. And it's the guy that played Green Arrow in the Smallville show. And the only reason I gave it a shot is because they kept showing it on the Super Bowl. And if you haven't watched Super Bowl, go Chiefs and everything like that. So, or Taylor Swift. That's who I was rooting for, God damn it. Taylor Swift. Yeah, so we watched the Super Bowl, but they kept showing the show Tracker, Tracker, Tracker. You got to watch this show, Justin Hartley. You know, he's this guy. He tracks people. That's why it's called Tracker. So I finally sat down, watched the first episode, and, like, it's cliche as fuck. He fucks the beautiful cop lady that he befriends in the show. He moves around. He goes, I forgot where he went here, but his next mission's in Colorado or something like that. And he collects a bounty of like whatever person's paying to keep, track these people and stuff like that. And of course he's got his two people he's working with. They give him the missions and everything like that. Then he's got a guy in the chair that he calls and he tells him like, hey, you need to track this phone number and everything like that. And he kind of works outside the law and he goes, and you know, so his first mission, not first mission, this is like second, because in the starting of the show, he's rescuing somebody that went on a hike, broke their leg. They were missing for a few days. And he, you know, saves her. And he's one of those characters that breaks. He's like, we have a 95% chance of this. We have a 20% chance of this. But if you trust me, we'll make it out of here 100%. And it's a silly show. And like, as the show goes along, and I haven't really sat down and watched this sort of television in a while. The last show I really watched and actually really followed was Tulsa King. And if you want to check out those podcasts, I break down each episode, and I wanted to do that more with more TV shows and stuff like that. But I tried this one and it's okay. It's on Paramount Plus. You know, I'm willing to check it out. I'm willing to be in there for my boy, Justin Hartley. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, hey man, I'm here for you. I really don't really care about the story, but of course, but it's so cliche in the way that it might get annoying, because of course, I was like, okay, here's the beautiful cop lady he befriends in this town. And of course, she's, you know, they're gonna at the end of the episode because she is attracted to him. And he's got a strong, smart-ass female character in here that knew him before. They had a relationship, but she had to bail him out of jail because he doesn't work under your rules. And in the end, his mission is he has to find a kid that was taken by his father. The twist and swerve was, no, that wasn't his father. And then he find out, like, the dad's dead because he did a bunch of drugs and shit. And this guy took his dad's identity to lure the kid in, and because the dad kept saying he had $10,000 in the woods or something like that, and he and this other crazy guy that was with him in the halfway house or whatever was like, oh yeah, yeah, there's drugs, so you know, when he dies, I'm gonna take your cell phone and I'm gonna contact your kid because that was the best day of your life of where you planted it. And of course he goes there and he finds the kid, and the bad guy, he's like, I bet you've been digging out here for days, you didn't found shit. And so of course climax of the show, little bit of not a shootout, but the main character gets shot. Then there's a chase in the truck, and boom, he gets the guy. And I was like, oh, the truck is going over, because where the truck stops is on this cliff. And I was like, oh, he's going over that cliff. The guy's gonna be like, yo, fuck it, I'm gonna back up in this bitch. Wah! Yeah, fuck you. Now, the guy fucking offs himself. He's like, dude. And then he lets the sweat off the brake because he killed himself. That's what happens. And the truck starts rolling back. And my favorite part of this show is when he's like holding on, him and the kid are holding on. He's like looking down his water. He's like, hey man, so that chopper's going to be here in like 10 minutes. That gives us a 9% chance and blah, blah, blah. And if we get down, are you a good swimmer? Yeah. So if this will increase our chances by 90% if we fall into the water, blah, blah. And I got shot in the bad arm because it's like 10%. I don't know. I'm doing math wrong, but still. He's going on and on, and I'm just sitting there just laughing my ass off because I'm just like, oh man. And then it ends, and of course this guy has some childhood trauma, and his dad was a survivalist, and this is why he's a tracker himself, like, because his dad taught him how to track, and his dad was like very scared of things. And the twist of the show, I would say the plot point for this character is he has something troubled in his past. His dad died and he thinks his brother killed him, because that's the way we end the show. And his brother's been trying to get a contact with him for like months and years, and he goes to his mom. He's like, mom, is there anything I need to know? And of course this is a TV show. She's like, no, if you trust me, you know, we don't talk to him. Don't talk to him at all. And it was like, add more layers to the mystery. Now we're on the Colorado, unless he finishes that job. And there we go. Tracker, episode 1 on Paramount Plus. It was okay. Like I said, the Super Bowl commercials too were pretty cool. My favorite one was the Dunkings. My boy, Ben Affleck. I love me some Ben Affleck. And him and J-Lo for the Dunkin's commercial. And that was probably my favorite one. What was your favorite one? Drop those comments below. Like, did you see the Deadpool trailer? Boy! Oh, man. Well, that was the first thing. I was like, I don't even need the fucking Super Bowl anymore. I got the Deadpool trailer. Fuck the 49ers and fuck the Chiefs, man. Just because I've been waiting for this trailer. Like, and then it's officially titled Deadpool and Wolverine. Oh, so good. I mean, I for one was just losing my shit over it. And then of course, like I said, like full trailer online, I'm like, yeah, fuck the Super Bowl. And I pulled up the YouTube app and I watched it, and I was like looking at all the Easter eggs and stuff like that. Pyro's back and everything from X-Men 2, and you got a Secret Wars comic there. You got the Fox logo and everything, and you got Deadpool saying he's Marvel Jesus. And he's going to bring this cinematic universe together in a different way. And I think we're going to see a lot more X-Men. We got the great, we're going to probably see Wolverine with the eye patch and the white suit and everything. I was like, oh, and then we're going to get classic. Well, and what was nice about it is they didn't show Wolverine fully. And I like that. I was like, well, okay. And I think my theory in this is we're going to get different variations of Wolverine. And I think some of them are going to be comic book accurate on how Deadpool's going to travel through the multiverse and everything, and all these different timelines he's created. And everybody, I remember seeing everyone in the comments on the trailer, like, how's everyone alive? I thought everyone died. I was like, do you not remember he took Cable's time machine thing and boom, 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 he went back and tried to kill Baby Hitler. Well, I think he killed Baby Hitler or everything. He even shot himself before he took the Green Lantern job. Yeah, so, but they're alive. And I like the premise of you brought the TVA in. Use the TVA. I thought that was brilliant. Why not use the TVA to your advantage for storytelling? And this was a really cool way to be like, well, how do we get from Fox to our universe and bring them together? And they're like, hey, remember that TVA thing in Loki? Why don't you use that? Deadpool went and created a bunch of different timelines to make his timeline better and get the love of his life and everything. And I was like, okay. And the best part is when they come and get him, they're like, he's like, hey, hey, hey. I'm used to pegging, but Disney's not, you know. some really great jokes, man. That Deadpool trailer. Oh, Deadpool and Wolverine. I cannot wait. It's going to be in July. Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are already going back and forth banter about on it. Like Hugh Jackman put up there. Oh, I corrected the title. Wolverine and Asshole. And Ryan Reynolds responds, hey, better pump the brakes, Peanut. We got like a few months until this movie actually drops. So, and then there's a Kingdom, as a Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, I'm really excited about. Movie season's rolling around the corner. Dune 2, I still need to see the first Dune. All I've seen was that stupid popcorn thing trending. And even Ryan Reynolds trolled that. He's like, hey, wait until you see our popcorn bucket for the movies. And I like collectible buckets they have for the movies and everything like that. But I'm trying to think what else is coming out this year that I'm excited about. I know I'm going to go, I think we're going to go watch Madam Web next week when it drops on Valentine's Day. Madam Web. What else is there? We got Kraven the Hunter, and we have there's one more. Is Venom 3 coming out this year? Venom 3 should be coming out this year. We got news. I would say I'm more excited about the Star Wars stuff than anything. I got the Bad Patch, the final season coming up. I'm stoked for that. We got WrestleMania right around the corner as well, you know. And the Super Bowl was okay. The Super Bowl is boring as fuck. Just to be honest, it was like until that final quarter, until they went into overtime, then that's when the game got interesting. But man, and I got to say to all my fellow listeners and fellow friends and fellow people out there, fuck you for sending me all those goddamn memes about the Detroit Lions not making it to the Super Bowl. I was like, you hurt my soul, man. You hurt me so bad. I was just like, God damn it. I know the Lions. I'm going. And as anyone should know, if you're watching, I am a Detroit Lions fan, been a Detroit Lions fan. And every time I tell people I'm a Detroit Lions fan, they're like, are you from Michigan? No, I'm not from Michigan. I weirdly grew up just having this weird obsession about Michigan. And so all my teams and all the sports, but mainly football, is all Michigan. And plus two, a lot of my favorite rappers came out of Michigan. So, you know, there was those certain ties and everything like that to Michigan. So Detroit Lions became my team. And along with the Detroit Tigers, you know, and along with the Pistons and stuff like that. So I just really gravitated to Detroit. Do I want to go to Detroit? Hell yeah. I would love to go to Detroit. I've never been, the farthest I've ever been on this, in this country is Ohio. And that was for, Gathering of the Juggalos and also to Camp Zool. I've never been to Mexico. I've been to California once. Yeah, very, very sheltered inside my own bubble of where I've traveled to. And there's places I want to go. I would love to go to Disneyland. Disneyland's on the list of like one thing I really want to do, man. I really want to see that Millennium Falcon. I really want to. Galaxy's Edge is like, when I remember, like, I would sell my soul to get there. And if you've been to Disneyland, drop those comments, man. Is it cool? Is it worth it? Is Disneyland really worth it? Is Disneyland dropping the cheddar? Is it worth dropping the cheddar? Because you know, as you look in this background, I like dropping cheddar on things that are just going to sit there and look nice and pretty. I'm an avid collector, comic book guy. I love movies, you can tell. I also like to create my own things as well. And yeah, so tell me if Disneyland is worth it. Is Disneyland worth the price of admission? If not, I'm just going to see like, hey, someone help me climb over my fat ass. Help my fat ass climb over the wall to Galaxy's Edge just so I could see the Falcon and be like, ooh, you know, and kind of have a nerdgasm like, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. So lots of good stuff going on. I just wanted to pop in here just to drop a quick one because the last one I dropped was a while ago and everything. A lot of cool stuff is coming to the channel. I'm working on a couple projects that I feel like is going to see the light of day, and I'm really pushing that forward. Like, and this whole setup right here, this is the first round, the first go, with the lighting and with the this new mic and everything. And shout out to my uncle for getting me this new mic. It is really nice, and it's really nice to have somebody support you in your adventure of life. You know, in the adventure of like supporting. You, so basically people supporting you, like Big Daddy, like me and Big Daddy motivate each other all the time. We're always texting each other, always sending links and stuff like that. But somebody outside the bubble, you know, like family member wise, and he, my uncle was like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, hey, I got to go to work. He's like, hey, before I leave, like, come see me. And getting this mic from him, I was like, oh shit, you know, this thing is nice. Like, why? And he's like, I see that you work hard. I see that you constantly are putting out, stuff and everything like that, and I wanted to help contribute to a Paper Saber universe. And I was like, yo man, this is awesome. And we've had equipment donated to us before, and it's always like it warms my heart, because it makes me know that people are actually watching, people are actually listening, people are actually giving me the opportunity to give up my opinion, you know. And that's crazy to me personally, just because I'm just like, what brought you here? I want you to stay here. Don't get me wrong. I want you to stay, but I want to know what brought you here. Like, did you like my opinion about a movie? Did you like me and Big Daddy stuff? Drop those comments, man. And like I said, there's so much cool shit that's on the horizon that we're going to do here in the Paper Saber universe. And if you want to know what a Paper Saber universe is, it's my universe. Like it's my world, everything inside of it that's inside of it. And that's why You can hear the passion on a New World podcast, because that's what I love is pro wrestling, even though it does get to a point to where I'm like, oh my God, give me a comic book. Give me one of these books right here. I just need to digest something real quick. So, yeah, but thank you. Shout out to my uncle. Check him out. DJ Reflection on the ones and twos, like, arr, for this beautiful mic, this beautiful setup right here. So, yeah. Oh, man, but I gotta also shout out Big Daddy. He's been doing his thing, and I know I shout him out a lot, but he's been doing a damn thing. And those social event podcasts I've been dropping little clips of are just gold. There's a gold mine of that stuff. More of that to come too, because there's a lot of stuff I feel like we can go rock with me on TikTok, rock with me on Twitter. I have a Snapchat. I'm on Instagram. I'm also on that Threads, which I still don't understand. You know, it's the opposite of Instagram, but it's like Instagram, and it's not Instagram, but it's Threads. Yeah. The only reason I know about Threads is because of my wife. Because when Twitter and all this crazy shit with it, when it was bought out and it turned into X and everything, she's like, why aren't you on Threads? I was like, what do you mean? What is a thread? What's Threads? She goes, it's basically their Instagram's version of Twitter. And I was like, oh, so I rock with it. I rock with it all. So I just mastered Snapchat. You know, my old ass is on Snapchat too, and I'm really enjoying that as well. So many different apps and so many things to promote on and get yourself out there, and so many things to talk about. And that's another key thing, is like, somebody asked me like, hey man, I want to do this. I'm like, yes, you can, but you need to commit to it. You need to do it. You need to make sure that you make the things. You need to make sure that you set yourself on some form of schedule. You know, I'm going to be leaving here for Colorado in a couple weeks, and I'm already like planning out how I'm going to do my New World podcast. I'm already planning out how I'm going to do a couple other podcasts, maybe some video vlogs of me going around in Colorado for work, a work thing and everything like that. It's just because I want to make sure that I am constantly putting out something, and I set myself on a schedule. Tuesday morning, I make the new Raw episodes and everything like that. And then I try on Fridays and Thursdays and Mondays to do this sort of podcast here, just because I want to keep consistently bringing some cool stuff and finding some cool stuff that I want to talk about and everything, like that show Tracker that I just watched. I watched another movie called Freeway that was on Joe Bob. And if you don't know who Joe Bob is, slap yourself. Joe Bob. Shout out to Darcy and everyone over there on Shudder. It's a great show. He breaks down these movies, and we got to watch this one called Freeway, and it's with young Reese Witherspoon, and it's a fantastic multi fuck of a movie. It's one thing, then it becomes another thing, and then it becomes another thing, and then she's just batshit crazy, and then there's a serial killer that you get to, then it turns into a prison movie. And yeah, it's a wild ride. And if you don't have Shudder, you should get Shudder. They used to be a sponsor for us. Hey, Shudder, come back. Come back, because we used to plug them all the time. I don't know if the guy that we worked with is still there. Probably not. Probably got fired because he's like, I got to work with these two guys. Oh, hell no. They cursed to carry on and everything like that. But I'm still cursing and carrying on. So Shudder, shout out, man. Let's get back to it. Let's get back. Give us that promotion code and everything. Unless no one used it. And they were like, yeah, fuck these guys. So sponsorship is always welcome here. I got a few people that are interested, so I'm making some packages and stuff like that. The music reviews are coming back. I know I've said that, but if you have not been in the world of professional wrestling, there is a lot going on. So that is where my time was being, where it was ate up and everything like that. So I apologize, but yeah, so Freeway, go check out that movie. It is a wild ride, man. And gave me some inspiration to make a movie that batshit crazy and stuff like that. And so many great one-liners. So many great one-liners. So, all right, y'all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. I am KMB, the sexy ninja. And yeah, hit that like, hit that subscribe, man. Let's build this channel up. A Paper Saber Universe, Sexy Ninja Cast, more projects on the way, New World Podcast. I am KMB, the sexy ninja. And remember, stay sexy, ninjas. Whoop, whoop!
Welcome to the wicked shit.